Compiling for embedded devices is sometimes cumbersome and complicated. You have to install tool chains, you have to set up a specific configuration in your machine, and then when you're switching to another piece of hardware, you have to redo all again. So actually, we have a solution for you. August here is with me on the IoT show today to talk about IoTZ, which is a great tool, command line tool, that will solve all your problems when it comes to compiling for embedded devices. This is the IoT show. I'm Olivier, your host. And as you just heard, we're going to talk about IoTZ, which is a tool that August here has been developing and is going to talk to us about. So August, thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you.
Can you, for our audience, introduce yourself real quick and tell them what you're doing at Microsoft, and then we'll talk about your project.
Yeah, hi, my name is Oz. I work at Microsoft as a software engineer. And today here I'm going to talk about IoTZ. Yet another, you don't like this.
I don't like the yet another term, but yeah, but, okay. But yeah. So yet another
approach for IoT compiler toolchains. Yeah.
So before we get into what IoTZ is exactly, Maybe I'm curious for you to share a bit about how you came to develop that tool, right? Because you're part of a team that is developing a protocol, IoT Central. Yeah. And IoT Central is a SaaS solution for IoT that allows you to very easily create IoT apps without having to write code.
Exactly.
But to these solutions, there's always a part of it that is not that simple, which is the device side of things.
Yes.
So devices, microcontrollers, you program using C, C++ code, and esoteric kind of tool chains that come from here and there. Yeah. And so basically, how did you come to create IoTZ? What was the need for that?
So our solution, at the end of the day, customers are going to connect to our solution from their devices, right? Yeah. So there are so many devices, so many tool chains targeting those devices. Each one of them requires an additional learning curve.
Okay.
Few months ago, my task was to develop a custom example for few of those devices, and I ended up realizing, hey, what I'm doing here most of the time, most of my time I'm spending on how to do things for those particular devices instead of actually doing my job.
Okay.
So I ended up combining the scripts I'm using to compile application for devices, and eventually I wanted to make it as a solution so anyone else can use it to compile applications for varying IoT targets.
Got it. So we'll get into the weeds of what actually it looks like and does, but in a nutshell, what you're saying is that you have now a tool that, yeah, as you'll see, is pretty simple to install and to use, yeah, that aims at allowing you to compile for various types of targets,
yes,
a piece of code, right? So you, yeah, develop your code once, yeah, and then you say, I want to run that code on a device that is running that kind of CPU and so forth, and then just leverage, and we'll see in the background, containers,
yes,
for having the actual compilers and toolchain implement the compilation for these targets, right?
Yeah, actually, you point out a really important part here about containers. So the thing is, I was working with different toolchains, mm-hmm, right? And the individual toolchains require, they have dependencies not playing well with each other on the same system.
Okay.
So I ended up installing those toolchains inside the containers, and I thought, okay, so I wouldn't like to make my OS trash because of these requirements, dependencies, etc.
Okay.
So why am I not benefiting from the containers, mm-hmm, as many other people right now,
yeah,
today, benefits doing that. For example, how people cross-compile for Raspberry Pi. Like this is definitely not a new approach.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
what we did here is use this approach, turn that approach into a basic tool so everybody can benefit from that.
Okay.
Targeting these platforms.
So basically, at the end of the day, you have the containers in the back that actually each contain the toolchain for a specific target, but Then you abstract these tool chains using your tool so that they can access it.
Yes.
I think seeing it will help people realize the how powerful the tool is, right?
Indeed.
Okay, let's
You're
see
right
what
again.
You can show me.
You're right again. So let's say we want to develop some very basic application for MX chip.
Okay.
MX chip. So let's say, let's create a basic application, Hello World kind of application first.
So you're using IoTZ Create.
IoTZ Create, let's say, MX chip.
Okay.
And it will say extension MX chip is not found because this was intentional. Because, for example, MX chip is, I don't know if our viewers know that, MX chip is one of the Azure IoT certified
dev kits.
So, but MX chip is actually a part of Arduino toolchain.
Okay.
Perfect, right? IoTZ create Arduino toolchain because it says extension and MX chip, right?
Okay, so it's one of the Arduino devices, so you need to have the toolchain before. Okay,
yeah.
Got it.
I'm saying this right now because, for example, this tool is not just MX chip, etc. I could do it this way. Arduino Uno, my sample application here.
Okay.
Oh, and it's done too.
Okay. So what happened there? So it created a workspace, an environment.
This is basically it. Just created, for example, let's focus on the sample application we created for Arduino Uno, and let's see what's inside the folder.
Okay.
So it's just two files. One of them is sampleapplication.ino, which is the entry point for the Arduino applications.
Okay.
And inside the sample application .ino. There's only this setup and loop with basic Hello World printing
so
on the serial, nothing
app,
special.
The basic app for Arduino
basic
devices.
App. But the more importantly, we have IoTZ JSON that is created by the tool, which is defining the target properly, Arduino, AVR, you know.
Okay.
Actually, this is for example, let's go back to and see what was for MX chip sample. Okay. And it was AZ3166, STM32F4. This is kind of a thing, as long as you are not using the IDE for Arduino, you don't know this kind of stuff, and when you want to do this stuff from the command line, for example, you want to connect your CI, you want to connect to another toolchain, finding this definition is so hard.
Yeah.
But I just entered IoTZ create Arduino MX chip, and that was fine.
It
grabbed me the right target for
it. So now you have a workspace that is ready for compiling for that very chip, for that very board, in the Arduino family, leveraging the Arduino toolchain.
Exactly. Let's delete the
Not installed the Arduino toolchain on your machine.
Yes,
right?
Not yet.
It's going to work with containers.
Yes.
Okay.
So I just deleted the sample, and I'm going to focus on the Arduino MX chip example now. And at the very moment, I don't have anything. For example, let's view the Docker images here.
Mm-hmm.
So these are my Docker images at my system currently. And when I say IoTZ init here, it's going to initialize because initialize this port, which is set by IoTZ.json, which is created during the create process.
Okay.
And let's run another window right now. Let's create another window and say Docker images again.
Okay.
So as you might see, this is a newly created image.
Mm-hmm.
And this image is specific to this 18535119.
Okay.
Is the inode number for this particular folder, sample folder.
Okay.
So that image is going to be only used for this particular sample project.
Okay.
So which is going to be, for example, you can, during the creation of the image, you can say, I want this project image is to have these tools, that tools, additional
Got
these
it.
Tools.
So you basically create your own toolchain configuration for that very project.
Project, Got automatically.
It. Okay.
So the next step is to actually compile this sample application, which is just IoTZ compile.
Awesome. So basically, you didn't do that, but IoTZ is a node tool, right? So you need to have node installed. You do npm install IoTZ.
Yes.
Tool comes in. You create a new project.
Yes, exactly.
And then it basically, and you do the init, and it's going to basically bring everything you need to make it compile for that target.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, and I think people are getting crazy here. They're just like, oh, you don't hear them from here. But that's something which is huge, actually.
Actually, developers don't like this kind of automatic tools. They want to control the individual details.
Agreed. Right? However, you're kind of like sorting like big problems out here. You really
but we give them. We give them also. By the way, this build is ready. Let's see our binaries here. So one of the good things about this one is normally when you compile MXChip with any toolchain, the bootloader is not actually the part of the binary. So we have a binary here right now, which is including the bootloader too, which is like I can just drag this binary and drop into the MXChip board right now, and it will just work.
It will just work.
The second thing is I could just say,
but that's an artifact. Sorry for the interruption. That's an artifact of your toolchain image that you created. That people are actually getting these containers when they're initializing their project. The fact that there's a binary for the MXChip board is because you prepared that container that will do that for them, right?
Yeah, exactly. That container is right now specialized for this development. So everything is inside.
Okay.
So the next thing is we can just say IoTZ export if you would like to play with makefile tools, etc.
Okay.
And right now we have here a make file that we can use to make this project. If you want to go into details, make some changes, we are free to do that as well. So if people don't like automated stuff, well, here another option.
They can customize and do it themselves.
Exactly.
Awesome.
Exactly.
Yeah, so basically install IoTZ, create a new project, initialize to bring all the tooling, all the containers, actually not the tooling, all the containers, and then compile.
Yes. You only need probably one of the latest Node.js and Docker.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So how many, at this point, how many boards, how many platforms, how many tool chains do we support?
Yeah, it's kept increasing. It was a couple of weeks ago, it was more than 400. Right now, I guess it's beyond 500 to 600.
500 to 600.
Yes.
Different boards.
Yes.
Of different families, right?
Yes.
So Arduino
yes.
and then other families, right?
Subboards. Like
subboards.
Yeah,
okay.
Subboards, yes.
And I think last but not least, all of that is open source.
Yes.
Meaning that if someone wants to add support for a new board that is not in a list, they can do that, right?
They don't even have to come to us.
Okay.
They can just our way of, like, there's a really a detailed documentation on the GitHub repository right now.
Okay.
You can go and check it and publish your extension to NPM without even asking us, coming us, dealing with anything, our code review. We don't need to do anything. Just go and create your extension.
There would be a separate NPM package that actually will work along with IoTZ.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
Pretty straightforward.
Exactly. Yes. It's just go do it. Yes.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, obviously that's a great demo of IoTZ.
Hopefully.
No, it is. It is definitely. I think people will get excited about that. We'll add the link to the repo so that people can get the documentation and give it a try. And well, next time you have something as cool as that, because that is super cool, or maybe the next iteration of IoTZ, we hope to see you on the IoT show again.
Hopefully.
Yep.
It was a pleasure.
Well, thanks, August.
Thank you.
Hope to see you soon. Thank you guys for watching the IoT show, and don't forget to subscribe.